attacks are unexpected. If we knew they were about to happen, we wouldn't be around the animal. Well, I'm sure some people still would. When out in the wild, for example, you should always be on alert. Someone hiking through the Rockies, they need to know there's a chance of running into a bear or a mountain lion, and what you should do if you do encounter one. You should know that before you go. You should always know what gear to carry with you just in case you walk up on a 1,000-pound brown bear. If you're with a friend out on a trail somewhere and this does happen, just remember, you don't have to run faster than the bear. You just have to run faster than your friend. But in all seriousness, the same level of mental preparedness should also keep with you if you're in the middle of a city. You can be walking along and a pack of stray dogs can pop out of an alley and see you as a threat and jump into action before you knew what happened. But regardless of what precautions you might take, there's a chance of getting attacked by some sort of wild or domesticated animal. There's a series of memes that I see pop up from time to time that are both absurd and hilarious. Something like, your chance of getting killed by a chicken with a knife is low, but never zero. In this episode, I'll be talking about various animal attacks. The 911 calls and the details of each incident are wildly varied, and some just horrific. Welcome back to Music City 911.
One, where is your emergency?
Emergency is at 2525 Terry Lane apartment.
Yes,
it's way down the end from my apartment, 243. So
yes,
be 244, 42, 44, probably 46. The lady is being attacked by a dog. It's your own dog is attacking the child.
Apartment 246?
Apartment 246 or 245, it's on the other side. It's the even number on the left.
Okay.
At the very
right,
end number.
Line, 246 or 245?
Yes, it's the one on the very end near the door. It's on the left as you come into the apartment. I'm sorry. I'm shook up.
Child?
The dog's attacking
okay.
The woman and the child, and she's got a child with her. It's her own dog. He's gotten vicious.
You know what kind of dog it is?
I don't know. It looks like a pit bull. I don't know, honey.
All right.
Your dog.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get somebody out there for him, okay?
Please, as quick as you can.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
This was the first of three calls that came in from the Terra Arms Apartments at 2525 Terra Lane in Brunswick, Georgia. That first call came in during the morning of November 23rd, 2016. The caller noticed a woman being attacked by a dog, but the severity of it was not clear. Another resident saw the same thing happening and also phoned in.
Glimmer Lake 911, where's your emergency?
Okay, this is 2525 Terra Lane. Lady in apartment 246. Has an attack in down there. She's hollering and screaming. If somebody can get here right away.
Okay, so you can hear her screaming?
Yeah, she's screaming. She coming out. She came all out of the hall and sent a little baby running down the hall. But, she's hollering
okay.
and screaming. Can y'all get her right away?
Yeah, we're sending people. Could you see anything? Did anybody look like they were injured when she was running outside?
It's a dog down there. It's a dog.
There's a dog?
The dog is
okay.
attacking everybody. Please
tell me. Okay. What, have you seen this dog before? Can you describe
I've
it to me so I know which one it is?
I've never
okay.
seen a dog before. Yeah.
Okay.
But please hurry. Please hurry. The whole family okay. down there hollering and screaming. Please.
Okay. We're
please.
Sending people. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Please hurry. Please.
Okay. Bye-bye.
After the second call, we don't really know too much more. She mentions that the woman being attacked sent a child running down the hall, but we still don't know about any injuries, how many people in total are there, or if anyone there is trying to help the woman by getting the dog off of her. Very shortly after that call, the first caller dials 911 again. She's seeing more of what's happening.
Glenn Bros at 911.
Oh, God.
Glenn Bros at 911. What is the emergency?
The woman's been attacked.
Hello.
Oh, Lord.
Attacked where, ma'am?
Help us. Oh, God.
Okay, ma'am. Where? Ma'am. Where?
She's been attacked in this apartment. Her dog, she put him outside, and he's attacking her.
Okay, ma'am, you have to tell, ma'am, you have to tell me what apartment. Where are you?
246. She's even outside the apartment trying to guard the dog away from the apartment, and somebody's
okay,
got
ma'am,
the baby.
Okay, ma'am, apartment 46. What is the name of the apartment
246.
Complex?
246. It's Tara Arms Apartments, the second floor.
Okay, where's the dog now?
He's outside outside of the apartment. He's in the hallway.
Okay, what kind of dog is it?
I think it's a pit bull, honey. I don't know what a dog is. It looks like a pit bull.
Okay, it looks like a pit bull?
Yes.
Who? Okay, now tell me who was attacked.
I don't know the lady's name.
So it's her dog?
It's her dog. He started attacking her and the baby, and I don't know why. I heard
okay,
this
okay,
screaming.
Did the baby get attacked?
Yeah, she's been attacked, too.
Okay, how old is the baby?
The baby's barely, not even a year old.
Tarana, baby just got attacked by the dog, too.
Yeah, she's screaming. The dog's so vicious.
Okay, the child is about one.
Yeah, the baby isn't even a year old. It's probably 6 or 7 or 8 months.
About 6, 7, 8 months old?
Yes. Oh, my back hurts because this is bothering me.
Okay, the child? Where's the child injured at?
Another lady. I don't know. Another lady's got the baby and got it away from the dog. We're the only two that's come to her rescue.
Okay, where did this attack happen at?
In her apartment, in the hallway. Pardon?
It happened in the hallway or the apartment?
It happened in her apartment and then a little bit outside. She was guarding the baby. She put herself over the baby so the baby wouldn't
okay,
get any
so
more harm.
Okay, so the dog tried to get the baby.
Yes, it did. It was jealous or something. I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. All I could hear was some screaming outside the apartment. And I thought, why isn't somebody helping somebody? What happened to people? You know, and I looked out there, and the lady says, please, somebody help me. And nobody was down there to help. Oh, God.
Okay. So where's the dog now? Does somebody have the
He's
dog?
He's outside
or is it
in the hallway.
Roaming in the hallway.
Yes, because she can't do anything with him. He wants to keep attacking her, wants to go back in the apartment.
Where is the mom and the baby?
The mom is on the outside of the door trying to guard the baby, the dog from anything. And the baby was with another neighbor lady. She took the baby and she took her inside her apartment. Took the baby inside her apartment. Oh, that dog is howling out there. I wish somebody would get a hold of that dog. Ooh, he's howling. Ooh.
Yes, ma'am. We've got help. We've got a
she's
squad.
She's still outside the door keeping
is
herself
dog...
down to bar the dog.
Okay, is the dog attacking her?
He's trying to still do it so he can get in there.
Okay, so the dog is still
he's
attacking the mom?
He's trying to attack her. Yes, ma'am.
The dog is still attacking the mom?
Yes, he's still attacking her. Please get somebody here.
Okay, we got him coming, ma'am.
She's hollering. Oh, God, he's going for blood. I'm sorry.
The dog is still on the mom.
He's still attacking her.
The child is in another apartment.
Please get somebody here. I can't stand it.
Ma'am. Which apartment is the baby in?
The baby is in the apartment 244 away from the lady. the woman's protecting. Please just get somebody here.
Yes,
and then
ma'am.
I can talk to you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. The police. We got police on the way. We got EMS on the way. Everybody is on the way.
Okay.
We got lots of help on the way. Are you okay? You didn't get attacked, did you?
No, I'm just a nervous person anyway. I can't stand to see anybody hurt.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your name, please?
Marjorie Lonis. I'm in 243.
You said Marjorie?
Lonis.
Marjorie Lomas?
Lonis. L-O-N-E-S. I don't know the lady's name. I'm just a good friend as I pass, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And she was hollering. And this other man and his wife, I don't know if they were here or not, but no one else listened to the poor lady. I don't know what anybody could have
done. Let me ask you this. Is the front door open?
Her front door? No, ma'am.
No, I mean to the apartment complex. Is it open?
No, it's not. I guess I can go down. I'll throw on the house.
Okay,
and get it open.
Yeah, if you're on a cell phone, but don't put yourself in any way to get attacked by the dog as well. If
I could get into trouble trying to get there because I'm scared of dogs anyway.
Okay, so you'll have to. So you will have to bypass them to get to the dog.
No, I won't. I'll have to go to the other side, but he's still attacking her, and I can't stand hearing it. Lord, what, she's going to eat her?
Yes, ma'am, I understand. We got, okay, the police is there, the fire truck is there, and the squad is there. Okay,
yes.
do you want the squad to come check you out as well, or are you okay?
No, I'm just shaky. I need something.
You're
for
just
my
shaking.
Nerves.
Okay, are you
I
sure?
Can't stand this. Pardon.
Yes, ma'am, I completely understand. If you want to be checked out, I mean, just let me know.
I just want something for my nerves and to calm down.
Okay.
So I can't stand anybody being hurt.
Yes, ma'am, if you feel that you need to be checked out, you need to let me know or call me back and let me know that you want to be checked out.
Please take care of this lady and have somebody give me something for my nerves. I can't take it.
Okay, what's the apartment you're in?
I'm in 243.
243?
Mm-hmm. Just take care of this lady, please. They're here, and I see them, and I hear them.
Okay. I'll just have the officer just swing by after they take care of
this
situation.
Oh, there they are.
Yes,
oh,
I'll
see, all right. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and talk to them, okay?
Shoot it. Oh, they're there.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Just go ahead and talk to them, and if you need to be just checked out by a squad, if they check your pressure or anything, just let them know, okay?
No, I'm all right. I just need something for my nerves.
Yeah, so that's why you say you need something for. Just go ahead and talk to them once they take care of the baby, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck
to
you.
Well, they've got the woman. Okay. They're shooting the dog. Thank God for that.
Yes, ma'am. All right, then.
All right. I'll hang up. Is that all right?
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
When responders got to the scene, they encountered a literal bloody mess. The woman that was yelling for help, Rutha Mae Hunter, had been bitten, but she wasn't the main target of the attack. It was the children that were with her, her great-grandchildren. The dog was hers, too, Rhino. When police and firefighters got there, they found Rutha laying in the doorway on top of her young great-grandson, screaming, "Shoot him! Shoot him," while trying to shield the child from the attack of Rhino. One officer tried to use his taser on the dog, but one of the prongs didn't connect. They switched to pepper spray, and that also had little to no effect. Then a second attempt with the taser, and still nothing. He did use the taser, I'm guessing the noise from it, to briefly distract the dog long enough for a firefighter to pull the woman and child out of the doorway. Rhino attempted to follow, not giving up on his attack. The officer then kicked the vicious dog in the face, and that was enough to move it back inside the apartment, where they were able to close the door, sealing off the dog from anyone else. This all started when Rutha got home to her apartment. The dog had been staying with her son for an extended amount of time. This was its first time at this apartment. She walked up to the door while carrying her 6-month-old great-grandson with her 2-year-old great-grandson walking by her side. Almost immediately, after opening the door, the dog lunged at the children, biting both several times. A neighbor was close enough to grab the 6-month-old and carry him away just as it was all starting. A slight bit of confusion from what the second caller said. The dog turned its teeth to the two-year-old. After also being severely bitten, Rutha laid on top of the boy trying to push the dog away, with her own hands getting bitten repeatedly. All three people were transported to a local hospital. The six-month-old had lacerations to his face and an eye. Rutha had the bite wounds on her hands. The two-year-old was the worst of the three. He had to have plastic surgery due to an extensive amount of bites to his face. He also had to have staples to seal up some of the gashes in his head. Rutha later said that Rhino had never been aggressive with her, but he did have a violent past. He had been quarantined by the Glenn County Animal Services for 15 days once for biting another child that had trespassed onto the property he was being kept at. The first time the dog was quarantined, he was released after 15 days and a vicious dog hearing with the Animal Control Board. The same hold was put on the dog this time as well. I don't have the outcome for the dog, but I have a feeling Rutha decided not to request a hearing this time.
Atlanta 911 operator 6296, what is the address of the emergency?
My friend just got attacked by a wild cat. Okay, she was going in to feed the cat. I wasn't with her. And the next thing I know, she's down on the ground and she's screaming. And the tiger, it was a Siberian lynx, it was attacking her and it cut her head open and she's bleeding a lot.
Are you with the patient now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, a tiger.
It was a Siberian lynx.
Okay, we have to help start it while I ask you these additional questions, okay?
Okay. What?
How old is she?
She's 21.
Is she awake?
She's awake, yes.
Is she breathing?
She's breathing. She's just really shocked and startled.
And when did this happen?
About five minutes ago, maybe, since I've been on the phone with you.
Where's the animal now?
It's in its cage.
Is there any serious bleeding?
Is there serious bleeding?
Yes.
Yes. I know. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. I promise it's going to be okay.
I'm still here, okay? They're still on the way.
They're on their way still?
Yes, ma'am, they are.
Okay.
I'm updating them as things
occur. Okay.
So do you know if she was attacked or was she just bitten by the animal?
She was attacked by the animal.
Okay.
The call ends there. That call came in on December 2nd, 2014, around noon, in the Buckhead area of Atlanta, Georgia. The victim of the attack was there to feed the animal, a Siberian lynx, while the owner was not home. After entering the cage, the lynx attacked the 21-year-old woman, slashing her head with its claws, leaving severe lacerations and heavy bleeding. For those of you that don't know, the Siberian lynx is a subspecies of the Eurasian lynx. Their appearance is similar to our native bobcat with a short tail, but with different color fur and the hair at the bottom of their head looking a bit like a beard. Their feet are also larger and webbed to help with walking in the snow. These are quite large cats, weighing anywhere from 26 pounds to over 70 pounds. They can also reach lengths of nearly 4 feet long. The bobcats we have here rarely get over 40 pounds. The owner of the animal is licensed to keep exotic animals on his property, and at the time, he was housing 9 different exotic cats in larger outdoor cages. He keeps them as a hobby, but also breeds them to sell to zoos. The owner of the lynx said that the woman was not supposed to go inside the cage during the feeding, that was against protocol. He's also said that while the lynx can be a very loving animal, they can also be unpredictable and very dangerous. They're not meant to be kept as regular pets. Prior to this incident, there was another time where an animal had escaped its enclosure. In 2004, another lynx, weighing around 50 pounds, managed to get out. It was later caught and returned to its cage without incident. And finally, a couple of other calls, both of them extremely different, but from incredibly vicious animals. You may want to mentally prepare yourself for these.
911, where's your...
Hi, yes, yeah, we need emergency, we have...
What city?
Deltona. We had a squirrel that entered our building, and it's in our activity room, and it's jumping on people and biting them and scratching them. So we need help. We've got people that have been... Stacy, sit down, sweetie.
Okay, does anybody there need an ambulance to take them to the hospital?
Oh, I don't know if we need to go in an ambulance, but we need some care for people here. It's still in there, and the people are bleeding.
Cheryl, are you okay?
Is everybody out of the room?
Off of there.
Ma'am?
Oh, no, they threw it out the door. Okay.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Is everybody out of the room?
Has everyone left the room? I don't know if anyone's left the room. I'm in my office. I was looking at them. And I came in to call. We just need assistance with some...
Okay, yes, ma'am. And I'm trying to determine what kind of assistance you need. So can you please verify that nobody's left in the room?
Is anyone left in the activity room? Is the activity room empty?
No, Bob's in there. We can't get it up. No, that's your outside. Joyce will pick it up for the end.
No, which Bob?
Bob Reed.
So there's another person in there. The squirrel has been tossed outside. But we need help for the people, not about the squirrel.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Do you need an ambulance to take them to the hospital?
Do we need to go to the ambulance?
Yes.
Okay. How many people were bitten?
At least 3 or 4, possibly more.
Okay. Is staff with them now?
Yes, they're in the office, and then there's some in the lobby. We're all right here in the opening of the building when they first come in.
Got it.
Is anybody bleeding uncontrollably?
Stacy is bleeding a little uncontrollably, yes.
Okay, it cannot be controlled with pressure, a bite from the squirrel?
Is it controlled with pressure? Yes, it is controlled with pressure.
Okay. And the animal is out of the building?
Yes, they told me they threw it out of the building.
Okay, what's your name? And your phone number there? Okay, if anything changes before we get out there, call us back.
While this was not necessarily a laughing matter, hearing this conjures one single image in my head. The squirrel scene from Christmas Vacation. You know the one I'm talking about. Residents at the Sterling Court Gracious Retirement Living in Deltona, Florida, were inside the building when the furry suspect entered and decided to go berserk on those residents. Normally, we would see a squirrel hopping around the base of a tree looking for some food, or maybe, and I hate when this happens, they run out in the road directly in front of your car, and instead of just continuing across the road, they decide they want to act as much like John Q. Methhead and run back and forth in the street before hopefully making it to a random side of the road without getting hit. This squirrel entered the old folks' home and brought some attitude with it. It was likely down on its luck, angry, and out for blood. In total, 2 residents and 1 staff member suffered bite wounds from the furry-tailed beast. Police arrived and tried to subdue the suspect in this rampage, but it managed to evade capture. A motive for this incident was never found out, as the squirrel managed to leave before being questioned by police. And the last one.
Hi there. I just have kind of a ridiculous question. I'm home alone, and there is a giant spider on the back of my couch, and I am talking giant. I have never seen a spider this big, and I have no idea what to do.
What's on the back of your couch?
A spider. As ridiculous as that is, I've just spent the last 20 minutes panicking. It is so big. I don't know what to do.
Like how big is, like, the size of a baseball or a golf ball?
Yeah. It's like it's probably the size of a baseball. It is huge. And someone in my family was just recently bit, and they thought it was a recluse spider. It was my mom. She had to go to the hospital, and she has, like, this nasty bite on her leg, and I'm walking to my room, and I see this massive freaking creature on the back of my couch, and I have no idea what to do, and I can't get a hold of my parents. So I don't know if you guys have anything I can do, or if I just sit here and stare at it and wait for somebody to help me kill it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can, you just want somebody to come up here and kill it.
I don't know if that's, like, ridiculous, but I'm usually not scared of stuff like this, but this thing is massive.
Okay. Well, I can have an officer definitely contact you.
Okay. Is that ridiculous, or?
I mean, you don't feel safe disposing of it yourself, correct?
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. It's probably as big as my hand.
Okay.
This caller was scared out of her mind. She spotted what she saw as an enormous spider, close to the size of a baseball, as she told the dispatcher. Calls for spiders, or really any arachnids or insects at all, those are not something police routinely respond to. Just as an educational moment, if you have a problem with a spider, call an exterminator or pest removal service. This call came into the dispatch center in Forest Grove, Oregon on August 16th of 2013. The caller, a teenage girl, that was home alone while her parents were out. She found the eight-legged creature that was near the size of an elephant perched on the back of her couch, which caused an emotion only known when talking specifically about spiders. That emotion is known in the medical journals as freaking the fuck out. Reluctantly, local police did respond to check on the girl, as well as try their best to deal with this beast that likely was prehistoric and something that would only be able to be replicated with CGI in movies. When they got there, a short search took place, and the suspect revealed itself. A plan was formulated, and despite initial thoughts of calling out the SWAT team, the patrol officers managed to come up with a plan to deal with the spider themselves. An officer drew its sidearm, took aim, and emptied its magazine, hitting the villain several times. This only slightly angered it. Wait a second. What am I saying? I think I saw that in the more recent version of the movie King Kong. This spider was only 2 inches in diameter. It was small. A weapon was used to dispatch it humanely, but the weapon was definitely not a gun. It was a rolled-up newspaper. That's going to do it for this one. Just know that attacks from animals can come in all shapes and sizes, big, small, and some with bushy tails. Follow the show on all social media, which will be linked in the show notes. Join up over at patreon.com/musiccity911 for ad-free episodes and bonus content. And feel free to buy me a beer or bourbon, as I generally like both. By that, I mean you can go to musiccity911.com and go towards the bottom of the page, and you'll see a Donate Now button. This is simply a one-time donation you can make in any amount you'd like. It doesn't matter if you wanted to provide me with a single bottle of PBR or a single bottle of Pappy Van Winkle. I'd be inclined to indulge in either of those. Until next time, for Music City 911, I'm Brandon, and y'all have a good one.